A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Eric.
And Jeff.
From It's The Real.
And this week we took over Billboard's The Juice podcast and spoke to YG.
And we discussed a lot of things.
Right, about how he got snubbed at the Grammys.
About his new movie Blame It On The Streets.
And about how he got hacked.
So enjoy.
Listen, My Crazy Life was our pick for Album of the Year.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so Billboard asked us to write our top 10 list, which was their top 10 list.
Oh, okay.
We chose your album as number one. It was the best album of the year. And it's full of, it's rich with, you know, tales of your home invasion history.
Mm-hmm. But it Grammys, was not nominated for a Grammy.
Which yeah. must mean this is the first time that you've been robbed, right?
Yeah. Probably second or third. Yeah, for sure.
I thought that the, I thought your tweet was pretty spot on when you were just like, LOL, WTF.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So what happens? You wake up that morning. Were you expecting?
Yeah, anything? We was overseas. And you feel me? The time different. So I think when it's like 12 in the afternoon, it's probably like, I forgot. You feel me? It was like 8 hours off, though.
Yeah.
So I was woke. You feel me? The whole, like, I ain't go to sleep. I stayed up. And then the homie told me they was going to announce, you feel me, the nominees at 2 p.m., so I fell asleep, and then I woke up. Bad news. I was sad the whole day.
How do you feel now?
I was sad for like 2 days. I was turned down. I was turned down. You said how I feel?
Yeah, how do you feel now?
Oh, man, shit. It is what it is, you feel me?
Yeah.
Next year. But, you know, the Grammys, though, they do that to, like, certain artists. Like, Snoop went through that. Jay-Z went through that. I guess you just got to keep coming.
But obviously you're going to be rooting for Iggy Azalea. I mean, she is, she's dating a Laker. So, I mean, like, she's
LA,
part of the,
sure.
She's part of the home team.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the home girl I'm rooting for.
All
right. Like Hurst, schoolboy.
Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody LA based. What are you going to do that night, by the way, besides not watch the Grammys?
Hey, when is the Grammys?
February 8th, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be gone, probably working on some projects or something.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that shit.
You going to hate watch it? Like, give you sort of inspiration for whatever comes next?
Hey, they don't even announce the best rap album on TV, though, right?
No, they announced
it. I think they do.
No. Last year, they didn't announce
really?
It.
Really?
Oh, right. It was like a pre-thing.
Yeah.
Album is during the program, and then song is not or something?
Maybe.
I don't know.
No. It's just a mess.
Last year, when Macklemore won,
yep.
They didn't have it on TV.
You were, yeah. But you were probably turned down for a couple days after that as well, right?
Yeah, I was hot after that too. I ain't got nothing against Macklemore,
no.
But Kendrick had the best rap album though.
No, I agree.
Are you gonna get a text
but Macklemore had a big, like he had a gang of big records and like good videos though, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you listened to any of the other Grammy nominated albums?
I listened to Q album. I listened to Iggy album. I listened to Wiz album.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't listened to Eminem album. I ain't listen to Cameron album or I ain't listen to Childish Gambino album.
What do you listen to on like a cross country flight?
Cross country flight.
Or are you watching TV?
Or are you sleeping?
Yeah.
I'm sleep. Yeah.
Are you good with sleeping on a plane?
Yeah.
I'm not. I can't do it.
I'm better sleeping on a plane than being woke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, that turbulence started going down. You feel me? I don't fuck with that.
I feel like you're a tall guy too. Like I feel like.
Oh, no leg room?
No leg room.
Yeah, no leg room.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going on tour with Ferg, and Nipsey's obviously going to join you in New York.
Yeah.
but hip hop is about competition. So what's one thing that you're better at than both of them?
Y'all messy. You said, what's one thing I'm better at than them? Being myself.
All right. I mean, I would say that Ferg is definitely not as good at being you as...
That is true. Right. If Ferg tried to play you and Blame It on the Streets, he would be terrible.
Exactly. Right.
Just shorter. Awful. They would be. Yeah, it's true.
Not convincing.
Yeah. So speaking of Blame It on the Streets, you just put that out yesterday.
Yeah.
Saw pictures of you buying your own copies, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to get those?
Oh, we went to Target, but right. They only had like 4 left on the shelf.
That's good.
So we just got the 4.
That's really good.
No blue in that logo, so you're good.
Yeah. So you put the movie out and you put the soundtrack out, obviously, yeah. And you played yourself in the movie. How much research did you have to put in to play yourself?
Like, how much research on what?
On playing YG.
I just pulled up to the movie set. Started doing my thing. Yeah.
We want to talk to you about your first movie.
Yeah.
Because this wasn't your first movie. Oh, we want to talk about the first movie. Let's talk about your second movie, I guess. Mac and Devin go to high school. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
So you played Smoker Number 2. was that a stretch?
That was my career-defining role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was high as fuck.
Did it make more sense, the script, when you were high, or less sense?
Well, we ain't really had no script. Like, we was just extra smoking. We ain't really had
Did you
no
have a trailer
script.
At least?
Nah, I ain't had no trailer either.
Man.
Nah, hell no. Nah. Especially back then. I ain't had no trailer.
Man.
Smoker Number 2 doesn't get a trailer? But this one, for your new movie, it did. You did have a trailer, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we had a trailer on some of the setups. We really shot it. It was like guerrilla style. Like how we shot the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it was guerrilla style. We pull up in our car. We sit in the car until it's time for us to shoot.
So you're driving down the street in that Buick or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being chased by a cop car with lights on.
I think it was a Monte Carlo.
There was a... No, that was a different car.
Right.
There was no forewarning. There were no signs that said, like, we're going to be filming here. You were just going down different streets?
Yeah, no. Some locations we had permits.
Yeah.
Some we didn't have permits. So the police would come try to shut us down.
Really?
Shut us down. Yeah, we have to move. Yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah.
But you're one of the producers, so that's on you.
Yeah, so that's on me. So I had to pay extra money.
Did you really?
Hell yeah.
Man.
I had to put up almost half of the money for the movie.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So how long did it take you to film?
Like 7-8 days.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
For a half an hour movie, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And there was a script for this one.
Yeah, I wrote it.
Did you have craft services?
You said who services?
You have craft services, food?
Oh.
Not that there?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, my mama was cooking and all that too.
For real?
Catering.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did you have to pay her?
Yeah.
All right. She's union?
No.
Nah.
Was everybody else in the movie an actor, or are they just like people that you know, or?
Oh, I have the homie Slim, you feel me? Slim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
I recognize him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the homie. And then I had two more homies. I had the homie Ace and the homie TC. Slim and TC, artist. And then Ace, the homie. And then everybody else was like actors who we cast it.
That's awesome.
You had Rick Gonzalez up in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jay Yorker. And then we had some little models that's upcoming.
Yep.
We had the girl named, what's her name? Camila. She was on like the Bad Girls Club. Jasmine J, up, little popping little model.
Here's the biggest question about Blame It on the Streets. Why is everyone mad at YG?
Why is everybody mad at YG?
Everyone's mad at YG in that movie.
Yeah.
I feel like besides Ben Ball.
Everybody mad at me.
Yeah. Like, man. the girls walking down the street are being chased by the two guys, right?
Yeah.
They don't like you.
Yeah.
And then I feel like...
the people who are after you, they don't like you.
Right. Even one of your friends, when he tries to share in what you guys get from the home invasion, he's not happy with you. There's a lot of people who are not happy with
you.
Oh,
no. Yeah, no, it's just, you feel me? That's how it goes sometimes. But... Like, we most hate it, though, so we got enemies. We got real enemies.
Your first girl is your enemy. She's not happy.
Right.
Yeah.
She drops you out.
Nobody happy.
No, not happy.
Yeah, so, you feel me? Yeah, that's just what it is. I just gave you that side. Feel me? Everybody hate me. Most hate it.
There you go.
Yeah, that sound like a third album or something.
What's your second album called?
I don't know.
For real?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you working on it already?
Or maybe I do.
No, yeah, no, that's ahead. What I'm saying.
Nah.
Did you see McConan was on,
a morning show.
Yeah, he did the Hot 97 interview with Ebro and them. And he kept dropping the name Red Dragon. He's like, I'm the Red Dragon. And they give like excuses as to like.
Right, like it didn't like make much sense.
But I'm convinced that he's going to name his next album Red Dragon. Like, right. You drop something enough, you try to get into people's heads.
Like, he was trying to cow them.
Right, that, yeah. Exactly.
Where it's like, I changed a lot. And it's like, I don't know what that has to do with this conversation. Like, you're just saying that for no reason.
Yeah.
I changed a lot.
A lot.
Yo, is that the name of your next album?
I think Caliber said that for like 6 months. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. It was supposed to come out in December, by the way.
Oh, so it came out yet?
No, it didn't come out yet.
Didn't come out?
No.
All
right. No. Hottest on the urban charts or whatever, though.
That one. Oh, yeah, that the one song.
That song.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the video? Yeah.
Me.
No, the video.
How come you weren't singing on it? Your voice is too good.
I don't think so.
He didn't invite you?
Yeah, he didn't invite me.
All right, so, you know, obviously paying attention to your raps, your lyrics, and I guess like a lot of bloods do this, you don't say the letter C when it comes to like Bracken or like Monty Barlow and all this stuff. Does that get exhausting for you, like thinking ahead?
Nah, it's regular for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had conversations, and sometimes we say words with C's. It's just like, sometimes we don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? And then you got some homies who don't say words with C's,
yeah.
Who don't say it at all.
It's
normal.
Does all this mean that Ben Baller's real name is Ken Caller?
That is a good question.
Hey, no, his name Ben Baller. Yeah. That was funny.
Okay, so, like, you know, white people come up to you all the time and they're saying, like, what's Bracken and all this stuff. Is that, like, weird for you? Is that, like, are you like, what have I opened up? Like, what have I done?
I'm just being me. And they fuck with YG, so yeah. They fuck with how I talk, how I walk, how I dress, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's what it come with.
Listening to My Crazy Life, it's so clear the effect that your lyrics mixed with Mustard's musical accompaniment did for the whole project. But I think a really important part of the whole process was you guys teaming up with Sycamore and the sort of shape that he helped, you know.
Right, like he made it into a movie.
Yeah, like essentially.
Like you guys did.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you talk about Sycamore's involvement?
Yeah, no, Sick had a lot to do with the album. He like, I come up with a concept and then he'd help me like really, like, you feel me, go all the way there with the concept, like detail each song, you feel me, like dig real deep, like just paint the picture right and all that. And then he helped me with the singles and stuff because like I was like the Who Do You Love beat.
Mm-hmm.
Like they played the beat for me and I'm like, I fuck with it, but I'm not about to rap on it though. You feel me? I would say that for a long time. And then they kept saying, you need to do this shit, you need to do this shit. So I went in and I did it.
Yeah.
And you feel me, that was a big record.
Yeah.
And
who made that phone call to Drake?
Me. Nah, Drake said, he been saying, like he was gonna do something with me and all that. So I hit him, I'm like, hey, I think I got some shit for you. He like, sent it to me. I sent him the beat, he was like, this shit, hold. Yeah. Like, he did his verse, he called me excited, like, hey, man, this shit about to go up. I'm like, okay, for sure. Yeah.
And you knew from that point that that was one of the singles?
Yeah, hell yeah. Because, yeah, first of all, it's a wild.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets.
In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
IG record because it's some club with the bounce and all that. And then the hook was like, it was a catchy, like, you feel me, like a chant, sing along, like, situation. Then you got Drake on it. You know, the labels, like, whatever you get Drake on, you feel me, they gonna go try to work it on the radio anyways. You feel me? Matter of fact, the label was trying to make me put out the Who Do You Love record first with Drake. But I'm like, I'm not about to, my first single ain't about to have Drake on it because I'm gonna look like, you feel me?
Like, right. Like you're like just aiming for that.
Yeah, like
it's better that way.
Like I got records. I do this shit.
Right.
Yeah, so.
But when that hit.
No, when that shit hit, then it got leaked. When it dropped, it got leaked. Somebody leaked that shit like a fan. Did some crazy shit up in the email, shit, and leaked that shit. But that had me hot a little bit. But,
so you guys don't do the whole thing like Kanye and Jay did, where it's just like you walk with your
hard drive, your hard drives, just like with you?
With you, yeah.
No, yeah. I take my hard drive with me, but like we had the song, and then I got hit up from an email that was at gmail.com.
Suspicious,
but I ain't really recognizing until after I sent the song off. You feel me? Somebody hit me from a Canada number. They text me like, we in the studio with Birdman, you feel me? This Oliver's drink manager. I need to send me the song because Birdman want to hear it, you feel me? They said they was at a show and they left the show, so they don't got none of their shit. You feel me? So he like sent me the song and he sent me that email. And then the number, I checked the number, it was a Canada number. So I'm like, all right. So I sent it and then I hit up Future. I'm like,
the DJ.
I said, hey, fucking Oliver. I just sent Oliver the little song for Drake, I mean, for y'all to listen to. And then Future just sent me his email too. So I'm looking at his shit. His shit say Future at. I'm like, if this nigga got a, you feel me?
Why the fuck
the manager don't got it? So I start hitting nigga back, man.
Oh, so you did get robbed. This is one of the times you got robbed.
I got robbed. And you know, I got robbed for the sound, too.
Man.
Niggas be coming try to take the whole swag. Yeah.
So but, that comes out online and word gets back to you?
No. I found out, I got to the bottom of it before it came out online. You feel me?
Damn.
Like when we was like getting to the bottom of it, like he had already sent it to some of his DJ friends. So we had to find out who these DJs was and hit him up.
Yeah. With a bottle.
So the song, right. he had the song like November, December last year. But the song got leaked in like January, like late January. Man. You feel me? So
they just sat on it.
Yeah, because we had them scared a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, we told niggas we leaked this shit. We gonna come for your ass, nigga.
Across the border.
I know.
Yeah, he was like a little fan, though, from Canada. Little fan.
Man.
And Nipsey gave me the nigga number.
Is he friends with Nipsey?
No, he was acting like he was somebody else to Nipsey. Mm-hmm. You feel me? The whole time. So he played Nipsey, and then he played me, too.
Yo, who are these hackers who have, like, direct lines to YG and Nipsey? And
man, they be on that damn Instagram with verified pages, all type of shit. Shit crazy.
2014.
Yeah. On Twitter, I mean.
All right, so there are 88 keys on a keyboard.
88.
Mm-hmm.
I see where this is going.
How many of them do you think that DJ Mustard has played?
Hey, you heard what he said? Hey, repeat that.
There are 88 keys on a keyboard. How many of them do you think DJ Mustard has ever used?
Hey, no, Mustard be going to work.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
He go to work, man.
Yo, he got robbed, producer of the year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man.
He definitely had the sound of the year.
I feel like you guys should just avoid the Grammys. Don't go near Staples Center. Don't even like think about it that day. You should just be somewhere else.
I don't go to no award shows if I ain't got nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
Already, so I won't be there for sure.
you won't show up in like on the top of the Fergie bus or anything. Like no entrances yeah. like that. Like avoid it. Stay away.
Oh shit.
All right, music and film are obviously two mediums that you've used to tell your story, right?
Yeah, that.
Are there any other mediums that sort of appeal to you, different like art forms that you would use to sort of, you know, tell your story in a different way, whether that's like, I don't know, doing...
Like a book or...
Yeah, writing a book or...
Yeah, I had ideas of writing a book.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, you already said movies and music, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie shit, but... You know what it is. But the book, though, I had an idea about writing a book.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a Twilight series?
I know,
that is
you know
blood related.
Yes, thank you.
Twilight is yes. blood related.
I want to write books about motherfucking stories I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like hoe bitches and shit.
Of course.
Is that the title?
Hoe bitches.
Hoe bitches and shit.
No, it's like, probably be like, why I gave it up. Why get up?
So when you're working on you know, your next album and everything, like, are you watching movies? Are you like, how do you get into whatever zone you have to get into?
Do you stop listening to other people's music so you don't?
I go
like...
move away from I move out of LA. I don't record my album in LA.
Mm-hmm. You did My Crazy Life a little bit in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I did majority of it up in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I can't focus in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I go move to wherever I'm gonna move to. Last year I went to Atlanta. You feel me? This year I'm gonna be in Atlanta, I'm gonna be out here, I'm gonna be all over. You feel me? You just get in that zone.
That's dope.
Like whatever your album is, like the concept, you feel me, you gotta go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go so all the way there.
Is it true that this movie, Blame It on the Streets, was supposed to come out originally with My Crazy Life? Yeah. Or at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another movie in mind for the next album, or
well,
is that
this
something?
One also? It's only like half an hour long,
right?
And it definitely ends at a point where it could go on longer. So, mm-hmm. like, did you? Is there a sequel in the works?
Nah, not right now.
And also, like, how do you? Are you coming at this new album or the idea of a new album still talking about stuff that you've experienced in the past, or like, does it start basically from like this last year? Because you've gone through a lot of changes, obviously. Like, you blew up this year. Like,
yeah, I ain't really about to start talking about you for me blowing up and all that
yeah,
type
yeah.
of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably going to come later on in life.
Yeah. How much have things changed? Did you go home for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Were people acting the same or different than like.
Oh,
two
I just
years
spent
ago?
Thanksgiving with my, like, you feel me, my household family.
Oh, good. Okay.
Like my mama, brother, sister.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like, so they understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like with our family and it's like, I don't really get what you do.
They understand and now they really understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, how was playing Made in America, LA, and then Philly the next day?
LA shit was crazy.
Yeah. Well, we saw you in Philly and we thought you were dope.
Yeah.
Were you,
Philly shit was popping.
Were you
too.
Exhausted though?
Nah, I wasn't exhausted. I didn't even know Philly was gonna be, you feel me, that popping for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was popping. It was rocking with me. And I was only like the only like rap, like the earth, like
yeah.
the only
yeah.
urban.
Yeah.
All the way urban 100%. Artist on this festival.
Yeah.
It was like me and Pharrell.
I know.
Yeah.
But like, you feel me, he on some
happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that where you connected with the neighborhood? Because they were on the same stage, right?
Nah, I mean, I think they was on the same stage,
yeah.
but already connected with them before. Yeah.
And you played there on Sunday, and you got out before the rain, which was great.
No, we was there up in the rain and all that.
Oh,
we
all
stayed.
Right.
Oh, we stayed to watch for real show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were there. So we went down with our brother and... you know, when they shut the whole place down when there was thunder, right? And they're like, just leave the whole
yeah,
park,
the
right?
Way.
Go back to the hotel, go back, whatever. And so at a certain point, Jeff was just like, I'm done. Like, I'm
yeah,
a rap.
Like,
I'm not going to go out there. Because
yeah.
there was a chance that they would let people back.
And they were streaming it online.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm going to go out there. I'm sure the rain will stop at some point. Stayed out in the rain during the whole Pharrell set. Like, but by the time it was like anyone else, I was like, screw it. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that shit was popping.
Yeah, Pharrell was dope, though. But you killed that set, so you didn't know that it was going to be like that.
Hell no, I ain't know.
Yeah.
I was nervous.
Really?
Hell yeah.
But the LA one, you were cool with it.
Yeah, I was, man, what?
You actually just got, I don't know if Eric knows, this was just announced, you got the Man of the Year for The Source.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's tough. You, DJ Mustard, and Ty Dolla $ign.
That's really good.
It's a good look. And it looks like the old like Death Row cover.
Oh, for real? With the black background and everything?
Yeah.
That's real cool.
Can you speak about that? Like, does that mean... What does that mean to you?
Shit, that's a blessing. Mm. Feel me? Yeah. First little... How many covers I got? I got like... I like Dub Magazine cover. Mm-hmm. So that's like the real official like rap magazine cover.
Yeah.
For me, for them too.
That's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
So that's big.
Yo, for you three...
Oh, I think Ty got the... I think Ty was on the Fader cover.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. But yeah. for you three specifically to come up together and succeed together and continue
around
that,
the same time.
Yeah. That's wild, right?
Yeah. It's wild.
Like, you guys ever just like sort of sit in the studio and be like, I can't believe this past year?
Yeah, we were like just up in the studio the other night, like 2 nights ago.
Man.
Ty was playing his album shit, and then Muscle was playing a mixtape he doing with his artist and my artist. And yeah.
Which artist is that?
His artist, Royce, and my artist, RJ.
Nice.
And they're dropping the tape January 12th called Rich Off Mackey. Yeah, so he was playing the records, and then Ty was playing it out. I'm like, okay, yeah, this shit crazy. Yeah, this year just been for everybody, for Ty, for me and Mustard. Everybody been doing their thing. Ty had like 2 big songs. Mm. I had 2 with the album. Mustard had like 10 goddamn, he got like 10 plaques and shit this year. Yeah.
All right, so 2014 has been pretty good.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Was there any point like, you know, 2000, I mean, it's hard to say because like you've had so much success like in mixtapes, especially like online, like and probably in the streets. But like, did you ever feel like there was any point where you're just like, I might be crazy that like maybe this isn't going as fast as I want it to go, that maybe...
Hell yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Couple years over
like
at
the label?
Like,
when niggas start, yeah, when the sound, like, when we came with the sound, and then, you feel me, the homies start getting placements with other artists, and the artist was rapping like me, it sounded like, you feel me, some YG shit.
Yeah.
I was mad, like, hold on, man, fuck that. Like, I was hot, like, you feel me, I wanted my shit to hurt and pop, but it didn't. I had to continue. I had to put out 2 more tapes, and then I started working on the album and all that shit. So, yeah.
Couple more. Oh, you have 1 more?
Yeah. So I saw also today Complex had like a roundtable discussion. They were just like, man, like YG might be rookie of the year. And I'm like, but YG's been like at this for a while. Like, do you consider yourself a rookie in the game?
Yeah.
Because it's your first album.
Like, they're looking at it like Major League Baseball, where it's just like you've done your work in the minors. Now your first album comes out, like, technically.
Yeah, if you feel me, that's how they plan it off of the first album shit, for sure. I ain't a rookie. Cause, no, I ain't tripping. Like, you feel me? It's my first album, so I ain't tripping about the rookie shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, I know what I could do. I know what I've been doing. Mm. Like, so it's whatever. Like, I ain't tripping about what they talking about.
Yeah.
I need all that promo anyways. Yeah.
That's what lists are really for, just to like spark arguments and get people talking.
I need all that.
All right, so 2015 is really just around the corner. Do you have things already in the works, things set up?
Yeah, I got shit in the works.
So you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm well ready.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.